Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Boston steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mosby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Key covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Upshaw. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Karkovice and he is out, Giles applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Garcia who tags Hewlett, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Key fires to first and picks off Moorman. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster throws the ball into Giles, who tags Fernandez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Key fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moorman moves to second. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Brian Giles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Shepard pinch runs for Ernie Witt. Rick Leach pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Manuel Lee now playing third base. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ray Searidge now pitching. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Reed Nichols now playing left field. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Schmidt. Mosby moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt juggles the ball. That's an error on Schmidt. Mosby scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moorman bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Hairston moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia catches it and throws to first to double up Guillen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Gruber moves to second. Two outs. Gene Nelson now pitching. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.